Today, April 4th, is the feast day of St. Isidore, one of the most important saints in the history of Spain. He's a bishop and doctor of the church. He was born in Cartagena in the year 1560. He lived to be almost 80 years of age and dying in Seville in the year 636. One thing that's interesting is that he and two of his brothers became saints, St. Isidore, St. Leander, and St. Fulgentius. When Isidore was a young man, both his parents died, and so he was raised by his elder brother, who was a monk, St. Leander. Eventually, Leander became the Archbishop of Seville, and Isidore succeeded his brother Leander in becoming the next Archbishop of Seville. What was fascinating about Isidore is that as a young man, he had a difficult time with his studies. He liked to skip school and he skipped his homework. And yet, over the course of the years, he began to spend more time in his studies and eventually became the most learned man of his age in Spain. Some of his greatest accomplishments were, first of all, the conversion of the Visigoths. The Visigoths were a group of heretical Christians who were Arians. In other words, they did not believe that Jesus Christ was truly the Son of God. And so it was through the work of Isidore that the Visigoths were converted back to Orthodox Catholicism, back to the one true faith. During Isidore's time as the Bishop of Seville, he established monasteries, convents, cathedral schools, and seminaries. And in the seminaries, he educated his priests in Hebrew and Greek, in medicine, law, philosophy, and theology. So he made Spain a center of Catholic culture and a center of science and art and learning. He himself became a brilliant scholar. He wrote the History of the Goths. He wrote the Rule of the Monasteries, commentaries on the Bible. He wrote dictionaries. He was one of the first to write an encyclopedia. He wrote geography books, astronomy books, and even a history of the world from creation until his present age. He also created the Mozaric Rite, which is still used today in Toledo, right on the outskirts of Madrid. So by the time of his death, and close to age 80, he was considered not only the most learned man of his century, but also one of the holiest. He was known for his generosity to the poor and his bringing about the reform of the church, which he did by holding church councils, such as the Fourth Council of Toledo. When he died at age 80, he died in sackcloth and ashes, having lived a life of austerity. He was declared a doctor of the church in the year 1722. So he was one of the great saints of Spain, who was really one of the ones that enabled Spain to become one of the leading Catholic nations of the world. And it's amazing what just one man could do. One man who started out as really a very poor student, God used to become one of the greatest scholars in the history of the church.